It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, here we are again, folks. This one's going to be another quick one, honestly. Boy, I thought we had powerhouses yesterday. And of course, Beyonce is tough to compare with. But thankfully, we don't have to compare with Beyonce. We only have to compare with September 3rd. September 3rd, if I'm going to run it back through, Kitty Carlisle, Shaun White, Snowboard Baby, and the top of the pops here is Charlie Sheen. Okay, so again, our threshold for success, Charlie Sheen. Let's talk a little bit about September 5th birthdays. We do have some honorable mentions here, though we will not need them. Let me stretch you off with Werner Herzog was born on September 5th. Rose McGowan was born on September 5th. Raquel Welch was born on September 5th. Okay, so that's just a little bit of honorable mention action right there. That lineup in and of itself maybe could have beaten September 5th. I'll let you kind of consider that a thought experiment on your own. I'm sure the forums for this podcast will be bustling this week as people go back and forth about that one. But let me just run you through 3-2-1 for September 5th. Are you ready for this? I think you are. Number three, Bob Newhart. Okay, now that's the biggest number three we've had so far. That implies a level of power behind this day that we have yet to see. Okay, so Bob Newhart, lovable guy, a great comedian. The Newhart Show was wonderful. It was just called Newhart. I don't know why I called it the Newhart Show. Larry, this is my brother Daryl. It's my other brother Daryl. You know, something of that nature. Oh God, it's been a really long time. And I as I said the other day, I am honor bound not to do any research. So that's number three, Bob Newhart. Number two is my favorite Batman, Michael Keaton. Now, Michael Keaton has really bolstered September 5th as of late because he burst back onto the scene after, you know, not really being out there in film quite the way he was in the 80s. And then all of a sudden now, I mean, Michael Keaton is a phenomenon again. Okay, there was probably a time when Michael Keaton may have been three, maybe even off of the top three list. He could have been an honorable mention maybe like five, six years ago or something like that. And now he's right up there. Now he's a number two. Okay, and on several other days, he'd have been a number one. But on September 5th, Mikey, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen, baby, because Freddie fucking Mercury was born on September 5th. Freddie Mercury, only the greatest frontman in the history of rock and roll, was born on September 5th. Okay, so September 5thers out there, feel good about what you've done. What you've put forward is, bar none, the most impressive lineup, 3-2-1, that I have seen in this game so far. And it's not a game, but it is a game. And so, in a lot of ways, I feel like if there was a win position for this, you'd be in it. And right now, there kind of is a win position. It's everybody that's not September 3rd. Because September 3rd has been just sucking it day in and day out. And God, you got to feel sorry for them at this point. Your lineup is terrible, September 3rd. And you're really not doing anything to help yourself at this point. I've not seen any new works of art or any new music or films or anything put out by a September 3rder in the last couple of days. And I don't know if you're not taking this seriously, but your hubris will be your undoing, honestly. So anyway, good on you, September 5th. There's nothing more I can say. September 3rd, I hope you get your shit together, okay? And I will see you guys tomorrow.